Oh. Hello and good evening. Welcome to the Inner Voice News Network. Tonight we're going to speak to the members of Naila from Marseille, France. Welcome.
Hi, Betsy.
Hello, Betsy. Hello, everybody.
Hello. We're speaking to Davor and Yanis. Tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, hi, everybody. Naila was born in 2005. It wasn't meant to be a band. It was only my solo project. I had songs and I wasn't a band on the split, so I had songs already and I wanted to record them just to prove myself I could do it. So
now Naila is no longer my solo project, as you know it, because Yanis is in the band for 1 year. Things have really changed, so we are working on a new album. It will be called Love Failed, and it's going to be 12 songs, so Naila has a short story. It's just the beginning.
The album that you just put out, Temple d'Oubli, it's a super album, and from talking to you, you told me it was your solo project, and now it is blossomed into having this jazz virtuoso with you, Yanis, right? So I'm very excited about these new things that we'll be listening from you guys. So what are your musical influences, Davor, Yanis?
Well, Betsy, it's not easy to talk about your influences, but for my part, you could name Pink Floyd, David Bowie, Jimi Hendrix, Led Zeppelin, Porcupine Tree, Alan Timmer, Jeff Buckley, Joseph Frontier, Fishmouth, Radiohead, some classic music, ethnic music too. Also some electronic music, some soundtracks. It's a mix of very different things.
Okay.
Yanis, qu'est-ce que tu aimes? Tu as passé 8 ans à la conservatoire classique? Hein?
Well, at the age of 6 years old, I entered the National Conservatory of Music in Marseille, and I studied the clarinet and classical music for 8 years. To the age of 14, I discovered rock and jazz music. Yes, my influences are quite broad, ranging from classical to progressive rock, through jazz, soul, rhythm and blues, funk, hard rock and progressive rock, Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Zappa, Pink Floyd, AC/DC, Tears for Fears, Porcupine Tree, Simple Minds, Barclay James, Harvest, America, Bob Dylan, Supertramp, etc., etc. But I have a preference for jazz and jazz rock fusion. Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins, Stan Getz, and the Regret, Bob Berg, are my favorite musicians and masters for me. I played sax for 20 years, and in a band of Naila today, I played the sax, keyboards, bass guitar.
So what are your favorite books, Davor? You have a...
I love poetry, I love sci-fi, fantastic stories, and I like biographies, books about history and mysticism. And
is there anything you could recommend that's close to your heart, you know, so that other people can maybe, they didn't know of it, you know?
If I had to name a few, it would be William Blake and photography class in Guillermo Polino.
So this all accumulates into your philosophical beliefs of oneness that you portray in your music. I told my husband from the song Dying, I said, this song is so good, if dying's like this, I'm going to kill myself right now, because if the song is so good, I really think that if people really listen to the lyrics that you write and the sounds that you make and blend together with your ear, you know, it's very inspiring, the oneness that I see that you try to bring about in the music that you create. Can you tell us more about that? How you bring it all together into oneness and a coexistence, you know?
Well, oneness is simply what we are. I mean, what we should be. There is no end and no beginning, just the passion of life. And passion always rules, even if your heart flips. So, this song was firstly named Dying Every Day, and I know it was not really correct, so...
Like the sun can't die every day.
Yeah, exactly, like the sun. But Dying also fits, it's more cryptic. It's more cryptic title, so...
I wanted something really different from the other songs, and the part with the saxophone in the middle of the song is here to show you this. And emotion can be mixed, and you can be born and you can die. Light and dark are always drawn together. It's part of us. You can deny it. So everything is like a circle. So
almost. Have you ever heard of the band Morphine? They were able to mix dark things with jazz influences, and there's something comical, but there's also something very uplifting about its silliness. Like heaven would be, or dying would be, you know? It's very revealing. It's very super. I really love that song. How did you come up with the name of the band?
Is a Hebrew name and it means closed. It's a prayer which ending the service on the Day of Atonement.
Honestly, I didn't choose this name because of religious.
Simple. What I liked in this name is that you're at a moment when your judgment is going to be made, and if you believe in you. Your faith and your fears, and you feel strong, and you feel also weak because you are faster. It's a moment when you're choosing life, and choosing good, and you can transform yourself and the world, and it can be overwhelming. And it's a really special moment. And
I think that because of the name, because it's the last prayer for atonement, it's never going to be the same. It's never going to have the same wants or desires, because everybody's perception, whose prayer and God's atonement is a different lens. So we'll get something different probably every time with that strung together by you and your musicians. Oh, wow. Oh, well, what do you think is the difference between the first and the second? Naila.
So, the difference between the two albums is now Naila is the band, and for the Temple de l'Oubli I was only by myself, so it's not the same when you're sharing with someone you appreciate, and someone which is a really, really great musician. And so now Naila is a real band, and that is the difference between the two albums. That's as simply as
I see. This album, it has so much emotion in it. I think that it has to be heard, you know. But you take this part of you and then you nursed it back to life, these parts of songs and music, and then now you are able to share it with others and with others, and I'm so glad that you were able to bring this forth and that this didn't just lay to the side. Thank you, the Lord. Thank you. This album is really good, and
thank you, Betsy.
I can't wait for you to tell us some more. You said it took you about a year and a half to finish the first one, right?
Yeah, exactly. It took me 1 year and a half, and I was helped by some friends and some ex-bandmates for some guitar parts, some drums, some vocals, but okay, it took me 1 year and a half, but it was worth doing it. I remember I didn't want this to be heard, I wanted to keep it for myself, but now Nada is a real band, and I think we chose like 6 or 5 songs from the top of Durbri when we play live, and I'm really excited because I know the Mirror would be one of them, Flying of course, Life Force and Wonders, Mesmerized maybe, so it's a really good thing, you know.
I love on Lumiere's, I don't know who sang on that, but that's really good parts on there, and I can't wait to hear it, especially just thinking of the saxophone parts, and I'm so excited. I love the sound that you guys are making. What's changed in the songs?
On the new album there would be only clear vocals, Betsy. It's another way of seeing things, of seeing my music. I think I found my way. Of course, so the second thing is now they are the band, so the way of arranging things, arranging the musical part, and I mean, starting and finishing a song is pretty different. First they are shorter, and of course the second thing is that now Nada is a band, so it's not the same result when you're working alone and when you're working in a team. So
that is so awesome. So when do you think you'll release this album to the public? What's it called again? Love Failed?
Yes, but see, the title would be Love Failed. Was not our first choice, but I think it's the best title. If you compare all the songs, it can resume perfectly all the songs, all the feelings inside.
I said Love Failed. It's a broad thing to bring people together that everyone can share. Who hasn't experienced Love Failed? You know, it's a human predicament of love failing. And as a prayer, you know, that's something a lot of people can identify with. I think it's brilliant. Love failed. You know, love, it comes in so many ways. Anyway, so when do you think it'll come out?
I can't tell you when it's going to be released. We still have to finish some recording, and especially the vocal parts and the saxophone parts too. But the main thing is that we still have to find someone to mix the album. Someone that could fit, someone with skills. And it's not really easy in France, and especially in Marseille, to find this kind of person. So for the moment we half recording, half mixing the MC and I, so it may take 2 or 3 months, hopefully before summer it could be made. So for now I just can't tell.
Oh, I totally know what you mean. Here in America, we have DIY, we have websites like Book Your Own Fucking Life. It's called BY. It's an acronym. And you go on there and it's a bunch of, you know, ska and punk and goth and metal bands on there all over America with little venues and little shops and stuff. And it's a big scene. I mean, especially with the internet, you can get stuff on vinyl produced. You can DIY. I mean, the best bands did. I mean, no doubt, Black Flag, you know, and it's the best way to go because then you're in control of everything and you can listen for all the nuances and how you feel. Maybe when you cough there, or maybe when you sigh there, it shouldn't be taken out. Maybe it was a part of the personality of the song, of the emotions related to, you know. So what do you think? What do you think we can expect from Nyla in the future?
So first, we can expect to finish it as soon as we can, finding a place to hear us, and I think the most important part is that pretty soon we're going to have a new guitar player and a female singer. So the guitar player is Bruno, is my best friend, which is living in England, and is going to come back pretty soon in Marseille. And Melanie is a very good singer, and I'm very happy she's going to join us. So after this, we're gonna be a real band. I mean, not totally, because we still don't have a drummer, but it's just one part missing, and I'm sure we're gonna find someone in the future. Then, of course, we have to promote the album with the website to finish, and all this stuff about promoting and everything, you know. So we have a lot of work, and in the end we have to do some shows, you know. That's being in a band, that's magic. So we have to be patient, because there is a lot of work, as I said. And that.
Oh, I'd love to see you guys live. That would be amazing. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the Inner Voice News Network. I'm excited that you guys are going to let us have a sample of what you're working on. And thank you, Devor and Yanis.
Thanks a lot, Betsy.
Thank you, Betsy. Take care.
That was Nyla. You can hear them at Reverb Nation, at MySpace. And keep your ears open for the new album.
Thanks a lot, everybody. A bientôt.
Merci, Betsy. Take care, everybody. Bye.